This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Welcome back to EV News Daily. Coming up today, Toyota to introduce their third EV. Lucid Motors CEO resigns, and Volkswagen's ID4 sales success in the US. Plus, stay tuned because later in the show, I'll tell you why a petrol company failed at meeting their own EV charger goals. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you're listening in the world. Welcome to EV News Daily, your trusted source of EV information. For Thursday, 27th of February, I'm Martin Lee, and I go through every EV story so you don't have to. I'm here to save you time. And if you'd like to save even more time and strip out the adverts from the free feed, well, you can check out the Patreon page at patreon.com/EVNewsDaily. Toyota will unveil a new electric vehicle on March the 11th. It's likely the production version of the BZ compact crossover concept from 2022. This will be Toyota's third electric vehicle, alongside the BZ4X and the Urban Cruiser. But what will it be called? Well, we'll get onto that. Toyota aims to expand their EV range to 6 models by the end of 2026, including a production version of the sport crossover concept. A teaser image and video reveal that the new crossover retains key design elements from that concept. Very sloping roof line, a long bonnet at the front, a rear light bar, because of course, and Toyota's updated hammerhead front design. This new EV resembles the BZ3C Fastback. We saw it at the Beijing Motor Show recently, but it features different rear lights. This hints that it could be a European version of the BZ3C. Though this is unconfirmed, like the Urban Cruiser concept, the new EV will offer multiple battery sizes and motor options. The video teaser shows an all-wheel drive badge, so that would probably become also maybe a Subaru version as well in all-wheel drive. Entry-level pricing would start around £38,000, we think, positioning it somewhere between, at least in the UK, the £31,000 CHR and the £43,000 BZ4X. But here is the big question. senior management from Toyota UK recently confirmed that the BZ experiment had kind of failed and that they would be doing away with any new EVs arriving under the BZ, Beyond Zero, I think it's meant to stand for, but either way, hasn't really worked. And they've got some decent nameplates they could use in their locker. They don't have to go down that bizarre naming convention. So I think everything existing will stay as it is, but any new EVs, Toyota said, will not be called BZ. So it could be BZ, 3C, Fastback, or actually it could just have a name. We'll wait and see. We'll find out soon, I guess. Hey, here's a big change at the top of a big electric car company. Lucid Motors announced that the CEO, Peter Rawlinson, had resigned and shocked everybody. He will stay in an advisory role. That's pretty common. This was revealed during the company's earnings report, though Rawlinson didn't take part in the earnings call. The new interim CEO did. He's the current COO, Mark Winterhoff. Now, Peter Rawlinson had been at the company for a very long time, had driven it through to market launch and just launched the Gravity SUV as well. From an engineering perspective, Lucids are just about the best of the best. The problem with Lucid, from my perspective, not that anybody's ever asked, is that they don't really capture the conversation in the EV world as well as some others do. Like, obviously, Tesla is very good at generating publicity. Ford is very good at keeping... like, Ford have no new EVs to talk about for years. The Mustang Mach-E is long in the tooth. The Ford F-150 Lightning isn't doing the numbers they wanted. But somehow, Ford are always just kind of just around. Like, whether it's the CEO, Jim Farley, making statements about electric vehicles or talking about future plans, they're always kind of bubbling around in the news. Lucid are actually shipping new vehicles like the Gravity and incredible vehicles, the most efficient EVs out there. You know, 5 miles per kilowatt hour plus, charging monsters, range monsters. They're doing the really hard yards in efficiency. They are pieces of engineering brilliance. But the little polish, the bit where the marketing and the PR teams come in, I've always felt that was lacking with Lucid. A very earnest company, I thought. And maybe that was a reflection of the CEO, because that does seem to be an extension of his personality. What will change now he's gone? Well, they're now looking for a permanent replacement. The board chair thanked Rawlinson, saying, and I quote, "On behalf of the board, I'd like to thank Peter for his years of service and dedication. Since launching Lucid in 2016, Peter has been instrumental in the company's transition from concept to reality and developing unique world-leading technology," end quote. Well, in Q4 last year, Lucid reported a net loss of $654 million, and that was actually an improvement from the previous year. Revenue rose by 49% to $234 million during the period. Lucid delivered 3,099 vehicles in the fourth quarter, 79% up compared to the same time the previous year. Well, Peter Rawlinson's now 67, a former Tesla engineer. He's sort of decorated in the EV world, if you like. He's earned his stripes. He was key to launching Lucid, and he changed it really from a battery maker, of course, with an involvement in Formula E, into a full-blown luxury electric vehicle brand known for high performance, known for industry-leading efficiency. He said, and I quote, "I am incredibly proud of the accomplishments of the Lucid team that we've achieved together through my tenure of the past 12 years. We grew from a tiny company with a big ambition to a widely recognized technological world leader in sustainable mobility," end quote. And none of that can be argued with. They are the best of the best when it comes to technology. They have to tell the general public how good those vehicles are. And how they do that, well, it's not my problem and not your problem. If they can nail that final piece, they've got some incredible, expensive, I'll admit, products that I think more people would want to buy if they knew about them. Perhaps the EV world's best kept secret. Let's move on and talk about a company that will be very, very happy to see this. Volkswagen is seeing some sales success with the ID4. It was the third best-selling electric vehicle in the United States last month. And you know, number one and number two are always going to be, at least for now, Tesla Model Y and Tesla Model 3. Sales surged over 650% in January. There has been pent-up demand for the ID4, it seems, because of that stop sale last year, a problem with the door handles, and then the parts supply for the new solution they came up with. Last year, ID4 sales dropped by 55%. They stopped production and deliveries in September. It rebounded strongly, though, last month in January, with Volkswagen of America selling almost 5,000 ID4s. And that's a 653% increase on the same time the previous year. In contrast, 650 or so ID models were sold in the fourth quarter of last year. They only just got them back on sale at the end of the year. If the trend continues, sales could reach, well, a decent number. Do lots of people want ID4s in the US? Could they sell 60,000 of them this year? That will certainly be the hope. The Honda Prologue and the Tesla Cybertruck rounded out the top five. So, top five in the US last month, Model Y, Model 3, ID4, Cybertruck, Prologue. That's a nice top five, right? In January, over 102,200 EVs were sold in the US. That's up 30% from the same time last year. This number is lower than December's record of 132,000. It aligns with typical seasonal trends, although I would expect to see more people moving to EV if they are aware that many of those incentives, like the federal tax credit, are currently under attack. And if people want to, you know, get those incentives and subsidies, they might want to act pretty quickly. The lease loophole is one that can be closed pretty quickly, we think. Okay, let's talk Tesla introducing a virtual queuing system for superchargers. Tesla has started a pilot program for a virtual queuing system at its busiest charging stations. They'll begin with the most popular locations and may add more based on user feedback. While details on how the virtual queue works not yet available, it likely means users can reserve their spot through a mobile app. This is very common in some countries. I've been watching Bjørn Nyland's videos. The Norwegian YouTuber spent some time back at home in Thailand. I had no idea how it's in it almost commonplace that all charging spots at DC fast chargers were booked in advance. I don't know how that works at really busy stations when people aren't used to it. There's definitely going to be a learning curve and probably some friction and tension where people turn up, they see a free charging bay, they plug in, and within 2 minutes, somebody else turns up and goes, I'm booked on here, you've got to move. This move comes as more EV owners without Teslas are using Tesla Supercharger Network. Tesla runs the largest EV charging network in the United States, but this may change as its growth slows, and new competitors such as Iona join the market. However, I wouldn't bet against the Tesla team when it comes to charging infrastructure. The question also remains about how to reserve spots at superchargers if you're driving a non-Tesla vehicle, but you do drive a brand that now has access to superchargers through the adapter, or even with the native NACS port, J3400, natively on the side of the car, like the new Hyundai Ioniq 5's Everything But the N, which is coming out of the Georgia plant. That has a native J3400 socket. The new Lucid Gravity comes natively with J3400. And every new EV we think we'll see in the United States coming with that socket. And many of those brands also doing deals to get access to the supercharger network. So how will reservations work? I guess the key here is that nuance of difference between a queuing system and a reservation system. So I guess with reserving, you are saying, I'm going to arrive at the supercharger station at 11 a.m., say, and then I'm going to charge on supercharger 1A and I'm reserved into that. That's subtly different than saying, well, we're putting a queuing system in so that it's anyone comes first come, first served, but a bit like, you know, queuing up for some stamps at the post office, whoever is in the line first, second, third, fourth, fifth. That's different from a reservation system, but then you need to, I don't know, in a way have maybe some lines on the ground, or like a queue in a shop would be. And hey, look, I'm British and we love queuing, like nothing more than a good queue. And so I wonder how that would work in practice. Would it be better to have a reservation system? Would it be better just to have maybe even a set of cones and just one entrance and one exit to a supercharger station so that when you pull in, if there's two cars in front of you, I mean, you physically can't jump around, dive around the queue, you know, be naughty or whatever, because you're sort of you're in the lane, as it were. Lots to work out whether a reservation or a queuing system is better. But I think they're starting with queuing. So we'll wait and see. Let me know how you think that would work. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk about Polestar offering money off their vehicles, but only if you drive a Tesla, and megawatt chargers here in Europe. Those stories and more coming up. Stick around.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Welcome back to the podcast. If you are listening to the ad-supported free feed, well then firstly, thank you, because the ads do help the show get on the air and stay on the air. Free for everybody, and it will always be free because we're all about spreading the word about e-mobility around the world. However, if you'd like to save even more time and get the ad-supported free feed turned into the Patreon feed that has no ads in it at all, to save you more time, go to Patreon, patreon.com/EVNewsDaily. Hey, let's talk about Xpeng, Xiaopeng, the G7. Now, the G7 is a 7-seat electric SUV, and it will launch in Australia, targeting a lower price than the Tesla Model Y. Jason Clark is the CEO of the Aussie importer for Xiaopeng, because they're called True EV, and he says it's bigger, roomier, with more storage, and at a cheaper price than the Tesla. He confirmed the pricing strategy was designed with the Model Y in mind. While Xiaopeng has not confirmed it, the G7 is expected to include a third row of seats. In markets where the Model Y offers 7 seats, this feature will probably appear in the Aussie version as well then. Well, currently, the only 7-seaters in Australia would be the Kia EV9 and the Mercedes-Benz EQB. The G7 is expected to cost tens of thousands of dollars less than both of those models, and of course, a 7-seater new Model Y when they finally release that trim. Now, in China, the G7 has, battery-wise, an LFP pack. It's an 80.8, so 81 kilowatt-hour LFP pack, CLTC, which is not real world, 436 miles. There is a smaller version of the pack as well, which is 68.5 kilowatt hours. Both variants have a rear mounted motor, 218 kilowatts or 292 horsepower. Dual motor all wheel drive options are planned. The G7 is quite a big vehicle. It's 4.8 meters long, that's 190 inches. It's 1.9 meters wide and 1.6 and a half meters high as well, with almost a 3-metre wheelbase, slightly longer than a Model Y as well. So Xiaopeng aiming to sell over 5,000 of them in Australia to reach annual sales of 25,000 within 3 years. Let's talk Polestar. Now, conquest purchasing or conquest buyers are when you go and find buyers for your brand from a specific other brand. It's very common in the automotive industry, but sometimes when people hear about it that aren't used to it, they sort of, you know, they clutch their pearls a bit and the arms get thrown in the air and shock, horror, it's happening again. This time it's Polestar. Polestar offering big incentives, but only if you come from a Tesla. Swedish electric vehicle maker Polestar is offering Tesla owners up to $20,000 off a lease for its new Polestar 3. That's the big daddy, top of the shop Volvo EX90 equivalent. Fantastic vehicle, high tech, great platform. It's not cheap. And now they think that there are some Tesla owners out there who might be tempted to go Polestar. The promotion runs from now until the end of the month. Advertising on Polestar's US website with the message, make the switch to Polestar. Save up to $20,000 on a Polestar 3 lease as a Tesla owner. Well, the Polestar 3 starts at $67,500 US, positioning it between the Model X, which is more expensive, and the Model Y, which is obviously a lot cheaper. All-wheel drive, long range, $60,000. So you've got to make a bit of a jump. But Polestar strategy targeting Tesla owners, partly due, probably I imagine, Polestar's own market research saying that there are some Tesla buyers that might be a bit disaffected at the moment and looking to make the switch. The CEO, Michael Loschler, or Loschella, I need to work out how to say the new CEO's name, recently installed at the CEO position of Polestar, noting that it was Elon Musk's political involvement that has created some very, very negative sentiment. That's his words, not mine. Obviously showing up in Polestar's research. He became CEO in October and has now instructed his sales team to go after some of those discontented Tesla owners. And it's a smart move, by the way. There'll be plenty of people very happy with their Tesla, but there will be. You know, Polestar's not looking to sell massive numbers of the Polestar 3 because of its price and its market segment, but there will be some of those probably left-leaning kind of Democrat-y, California-y type voters that, you know, maybe bought their car for environmental reasons, to be driving the latest high-tech vehicle, things like that, that might be a little bit disaffected on a politics side. So it's a smart move. Now, in January, the CEO predicted that this year would be Polestar's strongest ever year in terms of sales and finances. The old CEO was very much focused on, well, he was Volvo's lead designer for a long time. And, you know, one of the reasons I drive the Polestar is because I really like the design of it and the human interface element of it. I really love the fabrics and the choice. And it feels a bit more like a combustion car, actually, in terms of when you... Well, it actually was, wasn't it? Because my Polestar 2 was unveiled with the Volvo EX40. It was meant to be a Volvo before the whole Polestar thing. So understandably, it's on a combustion platform. And like, that's one of the reasons I like it. It feels like someone's designed it with, in terms of textiles and things like that in mind, more than just being mega high tech, which if you want, I mean, go and get the Tesla for that, because that does win on technology. But the new CEO comes from more of a sales position. And so we'll wait and see how that affects Polestar's reputation of being design-led. They recently lost their head designer as well. So we'll wait and see. They need to sell more vehicles to survive, let's face it. And so maybe a CEO that is sales and finance-driven will do the business there. Let's talk a little bit about some of the other stuff around electric vehicles. Let's talk commercial stuff. Logistics provider DB Schenker is adding the new ETGX electric trucks made by MAN. The company has already deployed 10 of the MAN trucks and plans to grow the fleet to 100 by the end of next year. DB Schenker and MAN have also signed a letter of intent for 50 of their 12-ton distribution trucks starting from April for urban freight and distribution logistics. They say, as a pioneer of zero-emission drives, we are thrilled to put 10 MAN ETGX trucks into operation. It has a semi-trailer height of about 950 millimetres, almost a metre, and a short wheelbase allowing it to achieve a range of 310 miles. Modular battery system. They can change it around according to what the vehicle is going to be used for. It's going to come with a new MCS standard as well. That's megawatt charging standard. I shouldn't say MCS standard, shouldn't I? I should say MCS, megawatt charging standard. Or people get very upset. He said megawatt charging standard. I get it. I agree with you, by the way. MAN also offers consulting and things like that, a whole tailored package to help businesses go EV. Now, talking about commercial stuff, Mylance is an EV charging network for commercial vehicles. They've installed their first megawatt charging system port at the port of Antwerp Bruges, offering 2.8 megawatts of capacity across two charging bays. Founded in 2022 by Daimler, Traton and Volvo, Mylance is deploying at least 1,700 high-performance charging stations in the next 3 years. They said, this marks a turning point for electric road transport. MCS technology is crucial for adopting electric trucks and making long-haul transport sustainable. By cutting charging times, we eliminate a key barrier. The MCS technology, as I'll call it, MCS technology, sets a new standard for EV truck charging. So it does operate at 1,250 volts, well, up to. So the actual standard itself is 1,250 volts, I remind myself of this, and 3,000 amps. So that would be theoretically, multiply the two, 3.75 megawatts. Now, that's a big old grid connection, and nothing can charge that quickly yet. But the standard is future-proofed to an extent, I guess. Everything will move on in time, but that means that commercial vehicles will be able to plug in, take 3.75 megawatts of power peak. Not bad, eh? And charge very quickly. Now, let's go to France, where a new research team is proposing a solution to boost the European EV market at the lower end by introducing a style of cars very popular in Japan. They're called K-cars. It's K-E-I. They're affordable, they're sustainable, they're very small, and the K-car category in Europe would provide an immediate boost. Hey, look, I really love small EVs. And EV sales could really take a boost from these very cheap cars. They call them ASEVs, affordable, sustainable electric vehicles. ASEVs would fill the gap between low-cost quadricycles, which you can drive from 14 years old in France, like the Citroën Ami, which are limited to low speed, 28 miles an hour, and urban areas, they only seat two. A K-car would go faster, it would be registered as a passenger vehicle. The initiative is called the European Regulations for Affordable, Sustainable Electric Vehicles. And the specifications would be weighing less than 2,500 kilograms, 40 to 50 kilowatts of power, quite small, so up to 3.8 meters long, 1.7 meters wide. Wheelbase of 2.2 meters, so, you know, pretty small vehicle. And the M0 class that it would fit into in France with a smaller battery would be restricted from highways as well. So, again, a use case car. Always about use case, isn't it? I know I bang on about it on this podcast, but it's a use case car. Could the K-car format come to France? We'll wait and see. Good news here, and battery electric used cars are now cheaper than diesel cars. I told you about another survey recently, and this new data point coming via Autocar magazine, once again backing this up, battery electric used cars are cheaper than the same equivalent used diesel cars. And petrol cars, also pretty expensive. This is a report from Cox Automotive. In the last week, the average price for a 2 to 4 year old electric vehicle at Mannheim auctions was £15,000. That's about €17,300 or $19,500. This is a 1.1% increase, but from the month of January, but a 6.5% drop from overall last year. Well, so far in February, the average price of a diesel vehicle was $18,600, significantly more than the average EV price. Diesel prices did fall a little bit month on month, but are generally up. Petrol prices are still cheaper than EVs at the moment. If you want to go get a petrol equivalent car from an auction, it's about £13,300 or €15,600, about $18,300. The gap is narrowing between used petrol cars and used EVs. In many cases, though, the equivalent used EV can be cheaper. Cox Automotive expects the used EV market to grow significantly over the next 4 years, with volumes projected to rise by 117% by 2028. I think that's probably conservative as well. The EV market has been about the new market for so long. And you know that I'm all about the used market because everybody buys their car used. We talk about new cars all the time. But the biggest bit of the car market, by far and away, is the used car market. And when we get used EVs on second, third, fourth hand, even, that are cheaper than the equivalent petrol and diesel cars, and if it's a case where you can run that vehicle in the same way, you've got maybe charging at home, or you charge once or twice a week publicly when you're doing something else, the shopping or leisure activities, it's just a no-brainer to go electric. Now, a couple more stories. And Electrion, they're a wireless EV charging company. They've now earned a new certification for vehicle cybersecurity. It's an ISO SAE standard. It's ISO SAE 21434, and Electrion now has that for vehicle cybersecurity. So why is that important? Well, it's important because it enables EVs of any size to charge wirelessly while moving, stationary, or in slow traffic. The whole moving thing I'm not sure about, because you're then putting charging into roadways and digging everything up. But while stationary, it gets really interesting for any vehicle that might stop for 4 or 5 minutes at a time before working again. That could be a working vehicle in many cases. It could be a taxi rank at a train station or an airport, where even maybe you're just crawling along slowly for 5 to 10 minutes to pick up your next fare. And in that time, you've added half your battery back again. It's a milestone for the company because the standard is a major benchmark for automakers and suppliers. It safeguards things like connected mobility systems for cyber threats, and it allows it to be widely adopted by the automakers. It seems like a box-ticking exercise, but it's actually very important because this could be a solution, wireless charging for EVs, that is very, very important for some use cases. For the most of us, it's not onerous, is it? You get out your car, you pick up your plug, you put it into the car, and you walk away. It's about 3 seconds work. But for those drivers that don't want to get out of the car, or the car is, say, inching forward, maybe in a taxi rank or something, wireless EV charging, it could even work in your garage, by the way, and it could even work at home. It's, it's very safe. You can't then steal the cable because it's built into your garage floor. It is very safe now. People are like, oh, well, what about if the cat or the dog goes under the car? Look, it cuts out immediately. All the safety staff is there, but this is the next step in wireless charging, as it were. And finally, Ampol, which is Australia's largest petroleum distributor, Ampol have delayed their own plan to delay 300+ fast chargers by the end of last year. They missed it. They blame grid connection issues. The company also noted a slowdown in EV adoption, partly because of concerns about charging infrastructure. Well, hey, chicken and egg, eh? Ampol aim to set up 300 of what they call the Amp Charge charging bays at 100 of their petrol stations in Australia by the end of last year. But as of December, it had activated only 144 charging bays at only 59 sites. About 85 additional bays in Australia and New Zealand are either under construction or awaiting grid connection. So they blame grid connection, which I think is fine, because it is fabulously complicated in some parts of the world to get a grid connection. Despite the challenges, they say they're committed to expanding the EV charging network. The CEO, Matt Halliday, mentioned a stagnation in EV sales growth. I don't agree with that, because sales growth in Australia and New Zealand has been very positive. There's been a slowdown in the growth rate, according to what some of the car makers were expecting, which was this kind of through the roof. But, here in the UK, 20%, across Europe, 16% pure BEV. In some countries, Sweden, Netherlands, Norway's 95% pure BEV. Like, the China is obviously half NEV, so with a plug socket on. So the growth story is just a little bit less than what everyone was expecting post-pandemic. And that gets interpreted as EV sales are going down, which is not the case at all. But the CEO of this petrol company blaming that, saying, and I quote, "The signs are becoming clearer that the energy transition will be very challenging and costly. EV uptake in Australia has been flat, and in New Zealand it's taken a step back as policy support was unwound. EVs remain a very small proportion of the total fleet, and the rollout of charging infrastructure has been slow, highlighting constraints around grid connectivity," end quote. Well, rollout has been slow, but it's your job to roll it out. Hey, he's the CEO of a petrol company. What do we expect? But yeah, I think it does, not being so sarcastic or tongue-in-cheek, it does highlight how this is very, very difficult. Companies that are very good at one thing, which is petrol retailing and all the supply chains that are involved in that, are not necessarily the best at putting charging infrastructure in the ground, which is a different skill set. But they are quite good at making money. And I always say, companies that are good at making money tend to be good at making money. And so they work these problems out. They're full of smart people. Let's thank our premium partners, as always. Porsche of the Village of Cincinnati, Audi of Cincinnati East, and Volvo Cars of Cincinnati East. National Car Charging on the US mainland, and Aloha Charge in Hawaii, and Octopus Electroverse. Global public charging made simple with one app and one map. Have a good one. See you tomorrow. And remember, there's no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro Plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to. Naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro Plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.